Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi, and there's the Beatles with Eleanor Rigby. I wonder if the Beatles is a favourite of our Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce. Barnaby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you a fan of the Beatles, Barnaby?
My brother was a big Beatles fan. The Let It Be album was playing continually when I was a very, very young kid, and he was very much that ilk, and Sergeant Pepper's was also another album that was very prominent in my early memories of my time at home. But yeah, they're good. You know, it's not the sort of stuff I listen to every day, but enjoy it when it's on.
Now, I didn't obviously get you on Hunter Valley today to talk about the Beatles. You're actually in town this morning in Musselbrook, you've come with your checkbook.
In Hunter Valley, I've started in the Upper Hunter is part of the electorate I represent, the Hunter Upper Hunter in New England. And sort of I'm at Scone last night, and then making my way to Musselbrook, Singleton, get out into a mine, say good day to the people there, and just make sure that, you know, we do our very best to show ourselves around the electorate with James Thompson so that people can make a choice as to which way they want their nation and their future to go.
So Musselbrook Council has a number of plans. One of them is to upgrade Olympic Park, needs a new grandstand and some new amenities and that sort of thing, to be able to help attract things like NRL games, Super Rugby, etc., etc. But the trouble is they don't have the money, and Barnaby, this is where you're making a pretty exciting announcement for the town today.
Yeah, I think it's really important, and to make sure that we give people a social infrastructure, such as the upgrading the football grounds, incredibly important. It's coming from the community development grant, which the Labor Party want to get rid of, which is always disappointing. And, of course, that goes on the back of the hundreds of millions of dollars we'd be spending on the Musselbrook Bypass, just like the Singleton Bypass, just like the upgrade of the extension of the Hunter Valley Expressway. Now, we have to have the social infrastructure. We have to have the economic infrastructure to pay proper respect for the people who are earning so much wealth for both the state and the nation. That's in the resources industry. And of course, it's a juxtaposition because we stand behind their jobs, and the Labor Party are going to tax their jobs with the reduction of the ceiling and the safeguard mechanism. So provide the social infrastructure, provide the economic stability, upgrade the roads, street beautification in places such as Scone in the upper area, Hexham road work at the lower end, and all the work at Singleton Bypass, Singleton Sale Yards, Musselbrook Bypass, upgrade the football grounds in Musselbrook. That's the job. That's what we want to do. Delivery for the people of the Hunter.
So, Barnaby, how did you, zone in on this particular project to fund? Was this something that your candidate, James Thompson, was hearing from the community that they really wanted support for?
James is doing an incredible job. He has come ahead in leaps and bounds. He's incredibly competent. I think he's going to be so smart, whip smart down in Canberra if he's given that great honour to get there. So he'll have the capacity to advocate things for the Hunter and come forward with a cogent argument that sways people, sways ministers to help out the Hunter. Now, James is all over this one like a seagull over chips, and he's been advocating for this, and we listen to the people on the ground and deliver to them what they want, not what we think or they need from a long way away.
So, as we mentioned, you're here in town this morning and in the region in the last 24 hours.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll be there this morning, and we'll be getting around, get to Musselbrook, get to Singleton, and I'll try and drop into a few other areas, a few other towns, just making sure that we go flat out so the people know we've been going flat out, and that energy level of how hard we work, I hope, reflects what we do on their behalf, if we get the great honour of representing them. And I respect every vote. Never pretend you got it in the bag. It sounds like hubris. And so Mr. Albanese has told us that himself and Senator Penny Wong, after they win, they already presume they win, they're going to go overseas. They're heading off to the United States of America. As the only two ministers that have been sworn in, he's told us that. There'll only be him sworn in and Penny sworn in. And the obvious question after that is, well, who on earth is running the country? Well, who's the acting prime minister when you're away? And this is a clear example. It's just been amateur hour. their complete lack of understanding of their own policies. They don't understand how their own safeguard mechanism works, which puts taxes on businesses in the hunter. They don't understand their own NDIS. They don't understand their own housing policy. Apparently, they don't even understand how Parliament works.
Deputy Prime Minister, apparently about a third of Australians have already voted either through pre-poll or postal votes. Are you concerned this announcement might be a bit too late to get James over the line?
Still a good announcement. And, you know, not everything's just about politics and getting votes. It's about what people need and making sure you fight for that. It's making sure you protect their jobs. It's making sure that you understand the best issue for cost of living is to make sure you own your house. So you've got a housing policy out there. You can take money out of your super to assist you to buy the house rather than owe it to the bank. You can use your own money. You make sure that that regardless of whether they vote for you or not, that you do your very best to look after them, because it's making sure that if the Hunter Valley, which is making our nation as strong as possible as quickly as possible, is respected in what they do, and the investment comes back to them.
Now, Deputy Prime Minister, the announcement you're making today, you're doing a media conference in about half an hour at Olympic Park. Now, just a bit of advice. Our Mayor, Steve Reynolds, actually has a pretty bad spine due to an injury. So can we just make sure you don't try and repeat ScoMo's efforts in Tassie yesterday and accidentally tackle him?
One accident. I'll make sure we don't do that. I have to say, I feel sorry for the little kid, but he jumped up, swung back to his feet like a little man does, and dusted himself off. And obviously, the Prime Minister would have been a little bit embarrassed, but you know that those things happen. It all seemed harmless, and obviously, it was a complete and utter accident.
I don't know about you, but I reckon an 8-year-old can probably be a bit more flexible and spring back up than someone who's a bit older like myself or yourself, too.
I tell you what, if you hit me, I would be springing back up. maybe 10 or 20 years ago, but it's anyway, that's it. I tried that out. With having kids in your 50s, it certainly tests you out. So I'll take my medicine and understand my physical capabilities.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a final question, Barnaby. Being a big rugby league fan myself, and Olympic Park is the home of rugby league here in Muswellbrook, do you follow an NRL team?
Yeah, I do. I follow the Knights, but and up against the Broncos this weekend, it's going to be a bit of a tough run in the park. I look forward to them. Just, you know, they've got some great players. You know, obviously Ponga, but we just got to get it together, and let's see how we go in the second half of the season.
Well, hopefully they do get things back on track, but not as much as I hope that Manly get things back on track. But that's another issue altogether.
Oh, no, there's one of them on every bus.
Barnaby Joyce, thank you very much for your time, and appreciate you coming to town with the checkbook today.
You're welcome. Morning, Hunter. Thank you very much.